Do you remember on Monday's show, we were talking about an incident in Port Stewart where someone was done by the cops for squirting a water pistol? The police confirmed to us that they had reported a 22-year-old man to the PPS on suspicion of disorderly behaviour. We have tracked this man down. His name is Philip Deasley. Morning to you, Philip.
Well, Stephen, how you doing?
Watergate.
That's an absolute joke, isn't it?
Water pistol gate.
Water pistol, aye.
Well, you tell me what you've done first, and then I'll tell you if the listeners are saying it's a joke or not.
Aye, well, all I done was squirted a couple of fences walking between three poor dirt and one of my fence in the car.
Hold on a minute. I can't understand what you're saying. Say that again.
Sorry, yeah, we're driving three poor dirt and I seen my mate standing in the street, so just thought I'd squirt him for the track, you know, and he took it well enough. And then there was one car we squirted, there was another fence at a complete standstill, they weren't moving at all. And then the police must have seen it, and then they pulled us over, and then took our name and address and said, they're going to fine me £85 for disorderly behaviour. I'll take it to court, and I said, I'll take it to court. I'm not paying £85 for that.
So you had a water pistol. What did the water pistol look like?
Hey, it was green and black, a big green and black plastic one, and there was a big leak in the tooth.
Did it look like a real gun?
Oh, jeepers, no. Night and day, the difference in that, hey.
And what was the range of it?
The range, probably, I think it was about 50 metres or something like that.
And you squirted at your mates?
Squirted my mates, aye, and then police just pulled us over and said that's disorderly behaviour. So obviously,
did you squirt
very sheltered life.
Did you squirt at anyone else?
Eh, no, well, actually, we drove past the police car and the window was completely up. And I thought I'd squirt a wee tiny bit of the police car, and then I think that's probably what provoked her, you know?
Right, so you shot at a police Land Rover?
Aye, the window was completely up and it was only a wee tiny bit of water.
You took aim at a police Land Rover and shot at it.
I just thought, on the spur of the moment, hey, you know, you do these silly things.
Are you sure the window was up?
Oh, the window was completely up, definitely, 100%.
And so then the blue lights went on, did they?
All blue lights came on, the two police people hopped out of the Jeep, thumped the back of our car, opened the doors and said, own up, whoever done that or else we'll arrest all five of these. So I said, aye, fair enough, it was me, he done this, what it was.
Five of... They threatened to arrest all five of you?
Threatened to arrest all five in the car, yep. If we didn't own up as to who done it. It's an absolute joke. And I said, okay then, it was me. You're not going to arrest all five of us.
And what happened next?
Hey, Ned, you got out, took my name, my address. And I said, well, what are you going to do about it? Like, it's only a wee bit of fun. Didn't mean to cause any harm. And then she said, well, I'm going to fine £85 for disorderly behaviour. I said, no way, I'm not paying £85 for that there. He said, well, no reason, we'll take it to court. I said, that's okay, I'll take it to court then.
Why not just take the money? Why not just pay the money?
Well, I didn't think court three times the water's worth £85. I don't know about you, Stephen.
Yeah, but you're a grown man shooting at the police.
It was only a wee time with the water and the window was completely up. And she's realised I'd have a wee bit of fun. Like, then there's a wee time with the water, it's no worse than rain. So, and her window was completely up, didn't even touch her.
What are you going to argue in court as to your reason for doing this?
Hey, well, don't really think it's a criminal offence. I squirting with a tiny water.
Public disorder you're done for, wasn't it?
Hey, I don't honestly know, to be honest.
Disorderly behaviour.
There was something around them lines, yeah.
Look, I'm trying to compare. Because obviously, you know, we've dealt with the police for many, many years on this programme. So I'm trying to compare, you know, when people have been asking why arrests haven't been made, when people have been ratting.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe people with bricks and stones,
yep,
and petrol,
oh, exactly,
bombs. And, of course, you were pretty quickly pulled over for squirting
water. You can compare the two, like.
Yeah.
That's a joke, but sure. We'll see what happens.
Do you seriously feel hard done by or what?
Oh, definitely. Hey, I didn't think I was taking it to court for that there, like. It's an absolute joke. But that's the way they want to sort it.
Could you end up with a criminal record for this?
I would say more than likely, yep. But I have to go back to work here, Stephen. I'm not being smart, but could I let you go on?
All right, no problem. But thank you for talking to us today.
Thanks very much. Hey, all the best.
Thank you very much. What do you think? It's an interesting one. That guy's going to fight it. With the risk of getting a criminal record because he believes that the police have gone OTT. 08459 555 678. Let's get your reaction to that story this morning. What do you think? So as he describes it, gets his water pistol out, shoots it at a couple of mates, police Land Rover going past, window up, of course the window would be up in the police Land Rover, squirts it at the police Land Rover, blue lights go on, police get out, are threatened to arrest all five of them.